Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A news reporter is said to have asked Michael Jordan if he thought the 90 Chicago Bulls could beat LeBron James's Lakers. And Michael Jordan said, yeah. And the reporter said, by how much? And Michael Jordan supposedly said, by 2 or 3 points. And the reporter said, why such a close game? And Jordan said, well, most of us are 60 now. Ba-dum-bum. It wouldn't surprise me if that conversation actually took place. Because, see, what I look at is all these youngsters that think they know the game, that think they know what's going on, they are playing with the best group of people ever. There is no greater group of Americans than those who are fighting right now. And I used to believe, don't misunderstand me, folks, I so appreciate our World War II veterans that landed on D-Day. I have the utmost respect for them. But let me tell you something. They would have no idea how to fight the battle that we fight each and every day. I'm not going to take anything away from us in what we do. I'm not. We have to fight in a different way. But I will tell you, there are many of us, I'm included, who would gladly get on one of those amphibious landers and land on the beaches of Normandy and go storm that beach to do exactly what those people did. I know we don't believe it. There are a lot of leftists out there who want you to believe that America is a bunch of pansies that will no longer fight for this country. And certainly the Democrats have done their part to make that a reality. But in fact, I will tell you, folks, you have a lot of people out there that are like me that would happily, gladly give their life for this country. Don't be fooled. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I want to dedicate this initial segment to you. I want you to understand that while all these things are being thrown at you, and I don't think you realize it. I'm about to share something with you that I don't think you would know unless you were in the business of what I'm in, which is lots of inputs from lots of different areas. Let me give you an example. The Flick Fest. We talk about changing Hollywood. Every day we get some sort of information from somebody involving, you know, with movies or whatever we're doing with the Flick Fest who say something along the lines of, I'm so glad you guys exist. Thanks for being here, etc. Let's move on. We're going to be doing the second part of this Mules movie, right? Now that we've announced that, people are like, Kevin, how can we help? We want to be involved. And I'm so glad somebody's doing something. Whether it's the radio show, Kevin, you're so fearless. I appreciate what you do. You don't pull any punches. When I do radio on other people's shows, man, didn't know who you were. Now I know who you are. I'm following you and so on and so forth. I could go on. The accolades, the people that come, that are constantly telling me, I'm in the fight with you. Brother, I would be shoulder to shoulder, hand, you know, right with you, back to back, facing the enemy, no matter what direction. I would be happy to be in the same foxhole, etc. All the time, every single day. And many of you who listen to this program, I know this. You already feel that way. Some of you I've known for decades. Some of you I've only known a short amount of time. But you send me messages. You let me know you're in the fight. That is the most scary thing to a Democrat you can possibly imagine. See, we're a bunch of old school guys. And unlike trying to, you know, outrun somebody on a track or in the quip that Michael Jordan had, trying to outshoot these guys, we could do it with our hands behind our backs politically. What Michael Jordan is stating in tongue in cheek, if he indeed said that, is age and wisdom, knowing how to do things. What I know, LeBron James couldn't even, what LeBron James knows about what I know couldn't fit in a thimble is what Michael Jordan's telling you. He's saying, bring it, kid. And that's what I say. I say to the left, you think you know it all. You think you've got it licked. You think you've cheated your way. You think you've stacked the deck against us. You think you are the cat's meow. Let me use some old stuff. The bee's knees. You think you're it. And you know what we look at? All this OGs, we original gangsters, old school people. We look at you and we say, kid, you don't know anything. You haven't been through a war of any type. You don't know any type of pestilence. You know, and by the way, at my age, I don't know much. I was on the tail end of the civil rights nonsense. And luckily for me, my grandparents raised me to where I couldn't make an excuse for blackness. Oh, I'm black, grandma, whatever. Boy, don't talk about your black. That just means you better be better. Don't. My grandmother, if you tried to use your race as an issue, she would say, boy, you better shut up. You just better go out and be better. She instilled in me, you better be better. I'll beat you in the next week. She used to always tell me that. Not because of that, because I was acting nutty. Boy, I'll beat you in the next week. Or she would threaten to whoop the black off of me, which I probably should have let her do. What do you think? Well, I'll whoop the black off you. I know what she meant. She wasn't being racial. She was just saying, I'm going to whoop you hard. All right. I could have got her arrested today. So, look, here's my point. You're right. You're right about everything. You're right. Well, not everybody listening to the program believed me about Wu Flu, and I'm going to get into that here in just a bit. Because there's a new Wu Flu pill. I don't know if you know this. But there's also a thing that I want to talk about with respect to the old Wu Flu, because Pfizer lied to you. Yeah, they lied to you. We'll get more into those things. But here's my point. But going back to the Democrats and Michael Jordan, the Democrats don't know what they don't know. They don't know. And so they keep wanting to make mistakes. And no matter how much we correct them, they don't know anything. They still don't learn. Right. They don't learn. They're like an obstinate kid. No matter how many times you tell them that's a bad boy, they want to date him. Or that's a bad girl, they want to date him. You tell them, don't go in the pen with the bull. He's not tame. It's not like one of the milk cows. But no matter how much you tell them, they got to make the mistakes themselves. Well, guess what? We got to school them. We may not beat them by as many points as we would have in the past, but you know what I know? I have faith in you that we will defeat them. And I think you believe it. I think you're starting to get it. I think so many of you write to me now and you go, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know, but I'm starting to feel good. You know, you're leaning in. And I like that. You know, we got a lot to talk about. We talked about the Wu Flu and the ruse of the scam.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I bet you didn't know how cool it is to be a conservative. If you didn't listen to this program, you probably thought you're an oddball. All the things that people think about conservatives. We're sanctimonious, we're not funny, we're not clever, blah, 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 whatever. And I bet many of you bought into that. And then you started listening to my program, and you know what I told you? I told you you were crazy, sexy, cool. Because you are. But you're crazy, sexy, cool selves out there listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I appreciate those of you who give me a buzz to let me know, hey, Kevin, this link isn't working where I want to donate to you, because that's what happened recently. Or you call me to tell me, Kevin, what you said was profound in this particular segment. People literally tell me on this day at this time, please get that because that was so profound. You touch me, dude. Touch me in the morning. Oh, Diana Ross, you got nothing on me, especially when I'm hoarse. So, yeah, listen, you guys are amazing. And I tell you, I try to tell you this at least one time every show, how special you are, because you are. I'm not telling you for ratings. Trust me, I don't make enough money on this show to come in here and grease the skids on my audience. If you like what I do, great. If you don't, you don't. It should be. This show should be generating enough money for me to buy Bill Gates' house. And maybe one day it will for my kids. It won't be for me. And that's okay. But back to you. You are cool. But here's what's interesting about being part of the new counterculture as a conservative. You got to fight the power. Elon Musk and what was his name? The Sex Pistol dude. He's a old rocker for the youngsters on the show. He's an old rocker. Johnny E. something. Anyway, they said the left is the establishment now, and the left is the man. And when you think about it, look at who's gotten away with what, and you get the picture. Hillary Clinton, so far, has gotten away with two things that should have her under. They should be digging a place under the prison for Hillary Clinton. What about Hunter Biden? How would he fare as a Republican, a conservative? What about Barack Obama, the guy who led the coup against Donald Trump and actually tried to prevent him to become president in the first place? What about the entirety of Obama's DOJ, including Clapper and Brennan, Susan Rice, Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch meeting on the tarmac? Seriously? And so many more. Eric Holder. All these people that were plotting against you as a conservative. There's an article in Political Insider. Says there's an old saying, politics make strange bedfellows. And nowhere is there a better example of this than a recent tweet by SpaceX and Tesla CEO Elon Musk and punk rock icon John Lydon, better known by his stage name as Johnny Rotten, frontman for the legendary punk band The Sex Pistols. Rotten, once the king of leather clothes, spikes, and safety pins, is now 66 years old, but he recently made a spot-on observation that Musk could not help tweeting, he said, and he's right. Once unthinkable these days, to be conservative is to be anti-establishment and counterculture. To be conservative in 2022 is to be punk rock. And here's what John Lydon of the Sex Pistols said. I never thought I'd live to see the day when the right wing would become the cool ones, giving the middle finger to the establishment, and the left wing becoming the sniveling, self-righteous, twatty ones going around shaming everyone. Isn't that so true? These people, look at you, you use the wrong pronoun. Just all the things they do. And he's so right. It is so flipped. Says, Johnny Rotten has only pointed out what has become patently obvious to the rest of the world, except the left, of course. Every attempt at curbing the rights and behavior of American citizens now comes from the left. Maybe you would like to state your opinion where you stand on a given issue. If it's not politically correct, you will be called racist, sexist, homophobic, or some other kind of phobe, and the left will make sure no one hears you. Radical speech was once the province of Berkeley liberals. Now it's the creed of New Balance-wearing suburban dads at the cookout. By the way, let me interrupt here to say this. All this is good news. See, this is that undercurrent that makes change, that where people say, okay, you keep doing what you're doing there, lefties. I'm going to smile in your face. I'm going to act like I care. And then I'm going to go into that voting booth and I'm going to vote for the person that you least want me to vote for, which is why Donald Trump won in a landslide in 2020. This is why the Democrats know they can only win if they cheat. And we're doing everything we can right now to stop them. He says, we don't like that book, movie, website, opinion, tweet. The list goes on. We would just demand that it be shut down. Even though the real problem here is that lefties can't debate the points of an argument, it's much easier just to make it go away. Then there's the virtue signaling and the air of superiority. As I mentioned to you before, they call us sanctimonious because you believe in God. They call you square. They've got all kinds of things that they deem you. And none of it's true. It's all true of them now. He says, if you've received more than 5 COVID shots and still wear a mask and have solar panels on your house, you obviously care more than everyone else. The virtue signalers. In other words, holding the exact same beliefs as the political establishment, every major multinational corporation, the TV news people, academia, is not punk rock. And that's what the left does. They tell you what to think, what to say, how to be, how to act, whatever. Meanwhile, you know what they do behind closed doors? They mimic you. They want to be you. They're upset because you actually managed to live the life that they want to live. They can't speak out. They can't speak freely. They can't tell you, you know what? I agree with you on guns. I have a gun. I feel much more protected with my gun. But they go out publicly, oh, the guns are guns. Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein. These are people that have gun licenses. They carry their guns. But tell you not to carry yours. Y'all know this. It's the exact opposite of what they tell you is the exact opposite of who they are. What they call you is what really is just nothing more than a reflection of themselves. They're trying to transfer that. They hope you will buy into it too. They really do. And that's why they double down on it. And let me tell you what really makes them mad. You are an individual. You can't be swayed. Oh, Donald Trump says, you know, I recommend so-and-so. You go, well, I don't like so-and-so, so I'm still not going to vote for him. Oh, you're a Donald Trump. You're a totally dyed-in-the-wool Kool-Aid drinker. Really? Then why did I just tell you I didn't believe in this, or I didn't vote for this, or I don't support him on this? They hate it. They hate that you have the ability to stand up for yourself, and you have the resolve to do it, because that doesn't exist in them. Trust me, folks. Short break.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Did President Biden play a role in his son's non-cooperation with a congressional subpoena? House Republicans are currently probing allegations that he may have advised his son, Hunter Biden, not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry. Senior U.S. officials from the Biden administration took part in what's being called a very productive meeting with their Mexican counterparts yesterday about migration. In southwest Miami-Dade County, yesterday afternoon, a helicopter crash claimed the life of a man and left a woman hospitalized. The victims have not been identified. Fox News anchor and reporter Matt Napolitano passed away at the age of 33 in New York City after a brief illness. His husband, Ricky Whitcomb, saying he had been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease almost 2 decades ago. Corey Myers, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Americans are sick of Democrats. Because you've heard me say this before, but Democrats are the only animal on the planet who allow the weakest to lead. And because of this fallacy of the Democrats, this going against nature, which is what Democrats do, their cities or anything else the Democrats touch, just are torpedoed. You can't get any worse. Look at what happened to the land in Africa after Scar got Mufasa killed on The Lion King. It became a veritable wasteland. He made his pact with the hyenas, if you remember the story. I'm sure most of you have seen The Lion King. He made his pact with the hyenas, but he flipped the balance of nature. And that's what Democrats do. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We went through the most amazing thing that I would have never believed could happen as an American, and that is COVID lockdowns. Wu flu sent us into a panic, and the Democrats knew what they were doing because this disease, this virus, even though it was a Chinese manufactured virus, a bioweapon, it didn't do nearly what they thought it was going to do, but they milked it and they have taken so advantage of us. And because of these lockdowns, what were already big problems in Democratic controlled hellholes, aka cities, became exacerbated. Crime rates soared. Why? People weren't working. They became desperate. So don't believe me. Go look over the last 2 years. Go to the last 3 years, even 1 year under Trump, and you will see nothing good came out of these lockdowns. Nothing. People lost their businesses. They lost their lives. They lost their homes. They became more separated from each other. We didn't have graduations. We didn't have quinceañeras. We didn't have parties. We didn't have funerals. We couldn't even visit each other at hospitals. The lack of communication soared. Oh, Kevin, people were Zooming and, you know, and there were hug blankets that were provided by cable companies. Are you out of your mind? There is nothing that replaces the warmth of a hug or being in the grasp of somebody that you really care about. Don't believe me? Don't hug your kids. Don't hug your mate. So we had that. We had soaring crime rates. We had taxes through the roof. We have a rising debt that the Democrats nor these rhino Republicans seem to care about. We're on the verge of war on multiple fronts. And then we've got scandals on top of scandals that are more important than all of it. But we say nothing about it. And oh, by the way, people are starving. All over the world. Look, I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for America's poor because there's all kinds of programs. There's money thrown at them like crazy. But even in this country, the people who sacrificed, who got their Social Security. What did Joe Biden do? He essentially cut it in minimum by half and probably as much as two thirds, because these people can't buy gas, can't buy food. Some of them are, luckily, they better hope they're rent controlled, because they're being essentially inflated out of the economy. That's what I mean by building a wasteland. That's what happens when you take the weakest among you and you make them your leader. If you don't believe me that Joe Biden's the weakest, please tell me who's weaker. You got an 80-something-year-old dude who doesn't know. Somebody has to point him to the urinal.
Mr. President, turn this. No, let's turn you this way. No, don't start peeing before we turn. Oh, well, there it is.
So all of these things I'm talking about are waking the Democrats up to woke. So let me give you some numbers. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, between 2010 and 2019, California, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, and Illinois, all leftist enclaves, lost a combined 4 million residents. Meanwhile, top five states that saw the greatest influx of new residents were Republican-led states of Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Ohio, and Arizona. And I will say this, Ohio and Arizona are led by rhinos. They're not led by real Republicans. But it just goes to show you that even a partial, even a little bit, is worth it for the Democrats. I mean, for those ready to leave, these refugees, because that's what you are. If you left California, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, or Illinois, you're a refugee. You're like a Ukrainian who's been beat. Russia has invaded you. But now we've got Joe Biden asleep in the Oval Office. Folks, the time for us is to speak up loud and clear. People say to me all the time, Kevin, it's great that these people are leaving, but they're bringing their values. And I go, why do you let them? It would be like me coming to visit and you say, here's Kevin, here's how we are at our house. We go to bed at 10 o'clock, you know, lights out, whatever. And I get up at two, you know, one. I say, well, I'm just going to be up playing the drums, you know, until 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't care what your household does. I don't care that you have to go to work. The kids got to go to school. Dogs got to be let out. You tell me, hey, listen, if you're going to be here, make yourself at home, but make yourself at our home. I don't think you've ever said to somebody, make yourself at home, and you mean treat it like it's your place. You mean make yourself at home with my rules. When at 8 o'clock in the morning, let the dog out. Be sure to water the plants. Make sure you put your dishes in the dishwasher. Make up the bed, blah, blah, blah. But you're not going to let somebody, unless you're a lefty, unless you're different than I know, you're not going to let somebody run roughshod over your place. I know I wouldn't. And I would say most of you, if you're like me, if you stay at somebody's place, when you leave, they go, boy, he cleaned it, he washed the sheets, he folded the towels, he did the laundry, left a note saying, hey, I didn't have time to do the dryer, but put the clothes in the laundry, they're ready to go, I folded this, I put this away, oh, and by the way, left you a little, bouquet of flowers and, you know, restocked the meat. You do all kinds of stuff to make sure people know, I want you to invite me back. I want to be able to have a place to go. Let me put it this way. I stay with people as if I may have to stay there forever. I want them to know, man, this dude, he's going to be quiet. He will disappear into the woodwork. He does chores. You don't have to ask. My play parents, Mary and Frank, they've got a place in Sarasota. I went to visit there. I've been there a couple times, and she called me up, son. She says, the lady that we have that takes care of the place said that there was nothing for her to do. She says, you left it cleaner than when you got there. And she was right. The place was dusty. I dusted it. I threw food away that was in the refrigerator. When I left, I washed my sheets, cleaned them, put them back on the bed with a note. I've already done this. I mean, you couldn't be a better host, a better guest. I wasn't the host. But that's not what Democrats do. They want to bring their values, and their values suck. They're the reason that they're refugees from those states. But they go on to tell you why this happened. In this article, it says, but the pandemic, the scamdemic, in conjunction with disastrous Democrat policies has only accelerated the blue state exodus. It turns out the draconian lockdowns in the form of school, restaurant, and business closures, massive spikes in violent crime, few entertainment options, higher taxes, scarce job opportunities do not make for a desirable living environment or a suitable place to raise a family. Let me tell you, the biggest thing that shocked the Democrats was when they, we have no Broadway, we have no movie theaters, we can't go to the park, we can't hike. The reality of It's My Body and the Me Too movement and all these other movements and BLM and Antifa, they were like, shoot, what do we do now? We can't even exercise the basic rights of humanity. It says, shocking. Look at the California state with its sprawling beaches and sunny weather. Well, it's long been a desirable place to live, but not anymore, thanks to Governor Gavin Newsom's totalitarian leadership and unscientific mismanagement of his state's pandemic response. As you guys know, they tried to recall Gavin Newsom. Larry Elder lost, but it wasn't because of it was because of cheating. It was because of how they stacked the deck against anybody who dare try to, you know, confront the power that be. But let me tell you, it was a wake-up call. California was probably the worst and remains the worst state. A governor who believes he holds dominion over every single individual. You have no individual rights. And you know what, folks? Not only did people in California recognize it, but people outside of California recognized it and said, wow, I'm talking Democrats. They said, this could get worse. This is only the beginning. Now, we used to be the canaries in the coal mine. We don't have to be anymore. The Democrats' own actions are the canaries in the coal mine. Mass exodus is occurring. In 2020, 135,600 more people left the state of California than moved there, the third largest population loss ever recorded in the Golden State, and only the 12th time since 1900 that California had a net migration loss. We'll talk more about this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It's got to be far worse than we think, folks. But by that, I mean the political system. Because in order for the Democrats to do what they do or to even think that they can do what they do, they must believe they have complete control of the political system. I mean, look at the scandals that you ask, you scratch your head. Hillary Clinton with the server in the basement, private server, dumps thousands of emails. Nothing happens. Now we find out she gave the code red to go after Trump. Nothing happens. Her attorney gets off. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're talking about this blue state exodus. Massive exodus from states. 4 million people left 5 states between 2019 and 2020. It's crazy. It was over a decade. I'm sorry. But it's a lot of people. And what we're trying to do is prevent these people from taking their ideology and their ideas, these refugees, and bringing their trash with them. Glad you guys are back. 844-551-8255. What we do every day on this program, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, is explain to you that this is no game. This is, yeah, I mean, you may be entertained by the show. You may gain some knowledge, but this is for you to take and apply to your lives, because this is not a game. These people are after you, Democrats. And we have no better time than now. There will be no better time in history, in my honest opinion, than when you see the flip between Trump and Biden, and you watch how a guy who knew what he was doing, who was confident about what he was doing, even in the midst of Democrats doing everything they could to go after him, you have that. And then you have Joe Biden, who has been walked through, handheld. This guy should be in prison. He should have been impeached 5 times minimum and be out. By the way, never should have gotten in. But they shoehorned him in, and now we deal with it. But we see the biggest dichotomy between competence and incompetence than we will probably ever see. And we thought we saw it between Barack Obama and Donald Trump, from incompetence to competence. And let me tell you, that was a big one. It was huge. But the bigger gap between Trump and Biden, it makes what the gap between Obama and Trump look small in comparison. From July 1st of 2019 to July 1st of 2020, California added 21,200 people, increasing the state's population by 0.05%. Now, keep in mind, they lost over 100,000 in the same period, 136,000. So it's a net loss. A net loss. 136,000 more people left the state than came. And this is a state that is stunning. It's got everything. Consider San Francisco. I used to go to San Francisco almost every year. Loved it. To go there and go sailing with a friend of mine, Chuck. Haven't gone in years. Haven't gone in over a decade. You know why? Poop maps. Hypodermic needles. Who wants to go to that city anymore, pay outrageous amounts of money for whatever you're going to eat, you know, food and entertainment, only to be... I mean, yeah, the views are still there, but it's a crap hole. It was already becoming that 2 decades ago. It's officially there. This guy writes, over the past year, Newsom has done all he can to make living in California essentially a prison sentence. Although the data is clear that children are not effective spreaders of COVID, Newsom waited until April of 2021 to push for schools to reopen in-person learning. And though epidemiologists have concluded that outdoor transmission of the virus is likely under 1% or even lower, Newsom, based on no available data, decided to close all of California's more than 420 public beaches, 280 state parks at various points in the past year. Also, Disneyland remained shuttered beginning in mid-March of 2020 and only recently reopened at the end of April of 2021. Newsom's actions have resulted in a projected $72 billion in lost revenue for the state. Meanwhile, California continues to have the highest income tax rate in the country at 13.3%, which means the taxpayers are paying the state to shut down their businesses and lock themselves in their homes. And oh, by the way, California is the first state to have $8 gasoline. He goes on. Similar reasons. People are fleeing New York in large numbers between January 1 of 2020 and December 7 of 2020. For the year of 2020. 3.7 million people left New York City, resulting in a $34 billion in tax loss from residents. Andrew Cuomo, who was governor at the time, had kept Broadway theaters shut down since March of 2020, and he did not allow indoor dining in restaurants until February of 2021, and even then at a greatly reduced
capacity. Professional sports teams, including the Yankees, only recently allowed fans to watch games in person, again at reduced capacity, blah, blah, blah. They say it was a $60 billion loss in tourism for the city of New York just in 2020. Mayor de Blasio at the time kept the city's schools closed for most of the year while allowing crime in the big city to increase dramatically. NYPD reported that murders in the city rose to 462 in 2020, a 45% increase from 2019. City recorded a 97% increase in shootings from 2019 to 2021. A 97% increase in shootings. And what was the response? Democrats wanted to defund the police, even though the crime trends show no signs of slowing. For the month of April 2021, the overall crime in New York rose 30% compared to the year before, with a 166% increase in shootings in that month, a 66% increase in grand larceny, and nearly a 36% increase in felony assault. Now, at the time, Cuomo had a no-cash bail law. So, in other words, you didn't have to post any money to get out. So, these are the things that these cities and states do when they're led by Democrats. But what did they do in New York? They went after Trump. Their attorney general, who could have better served her constituents dealing with real crime, decided to target Donald Trump. And you wonder why people are leaving these leftist enclaves. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy's strict lockdown measures resulted in him presiding over the state with the most WHO flu deaths per capita. Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer, she has the distinction of creating massive unemployment. She destroyed businesses, employing some of the strictest lockdown measures anywhere in the country. And though she admitted that her lockdowns did nothing to stop the spread, she said this on MSNBC, it took that woman forever to finally open the state back up. So, there you go. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said she's no longer granting interviews to white reporters. Remember that whole deal? What's going on in her city? This is data from the Chicago Police Department that shows shootings and homicides in 2021 in May of 2021 had already matched the previous years. During January through March of 2021, there were 131 homicides, 584 shootings, 706 victims, all considerably higher than from the same period the year before. In March of 2021 alone, there were 42 homicides, 233 shootings. Pay attention. An increase of 50% and 60% respectively compared to the previous year. Democrat leaders have the most unsafe streets. They have the most violent criminals. And they seem to not care. So here's what's going to happen. This exodus will continue. And the reason why I'm spending time on it is to tell you conservatives, when people move to your area, you find out why they left, you find out their politics, and you tell them, don't bring your refugee nonsense to us. We don't want to be Californicated or wherever you may hail from. You come here, you come into our house, and you don't let all this woke nonsense, you don't bring that baggage. You must vocally let them know that you surround them. Don't let them, they need a different mindset, and it is your responsibility to give it to them. Don't take it for granted.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.